the rest of the story. One could only begin to tell about someone like George from the beginning. That is, he was born, but thereafter, there was nothing at all ordinary about his life. At the age of 2, he was speaking. No, not talking. Speaking what was described as extremely fluent, considered English. He was also, at the age of 2, completely familiar with the plays of Shakespeare, and I mean all of them, and none dare debate him on the subject. Of course, his mother had to read the plays for him. George could not read for himself until he was 3. By the age of 7, George was producing Shakespearean plays in his attic, performing all of the parts himself. His King Lear was a neighborhood favorite. George also loved art and music. In fact, for a while, it was believed that he might become a great painter someday. And yet, while his other artistic gifts were impressive, his true inclination remained, as it was from the start, words, literature, drama. By age 10, he had written enough substantial poetry to be called a poet, and had memorized most of the plays of Shakespeare. At last, George's father could bear it no longer. The boy had been putting it off for years, but it was inescapable now. He must go to school. And so, at the age of 10, little George enrolled in the Todd School for Boys. And no sooner did he arrive than he took over. He was particularly helpful in putting on school plays. I mean, he produced them, directed them, built the sets, painted the scenery, and naturally acted in most of the roles. And further, it's been said that the Todd School became a progressive school, enlarged its curriculum, emphasized the study of classical literature and drama simply to keep up with George. At 13, believing he had taught them enough, George dropped out of school. At 16, he was performing on stages around the world. At 18, he published a remarkable book intended to make Shakespeare interesting and accessible to mainstream students and everyday people. In fact, it was called Everybody's Shakespeare, and it promptly sold 20,000 copies, and it was used for years thereafter in high school English classes throughout the United States. Had professors known at the time that that book, Everybody's Shakespeare, had been written by a teenage dropout, probably they would never have accepted it as a classroom textbook. For you see, George was well known and critically acclaimed by the age of 20. By his mid-20s, he had become something of a living legend. By now you may have guessed that this child prodigy, this little lad who could converse intelligently at the age of 2 and read Shakespeare at the age of 3, quickly grew into the radio star whose War of Worlds broadcast threw a nation into hysteria. The genius who single-handed created Citizen Kane, George Orson Welles. But Orson Welles, despite his prodigious accomplishments, had a secret deficiency all his life, indirectly because of his prodigy, for the wonder child who would become the world-renowned actor and writer and director, because he'd had only 3 years of formal schooling, never learned arithmetic. And all of his life thereafter, he could add only what he could count on his fingers, and he could subtract not at all. Now you know the rest of the story.